This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
There are new books being added to the RNIB Talking Books Library every day. Now, you may have seen the TV show presented by Jeremy Paxman, Britain's Great War, shown on BBC One with audio description. Well, the book that accompanies that show is now available from RNIB Talking Books.
The family never learned precisely what killed Uncle Charlie. Was he machine-gunned to death? Was he one of the thousands who'd been weakened by the dysentery and typhoid that quickly spread among the men, pinned down in disgusting conditions in the gullies below the enemy machine guns for days on end? The memory of some others who died there, bakers' sons from the Orkneys, gardeners and footmen from the royal estate at Sandringham, the almost 500 men of the Dublin Fusiliers, or the son of the Vicar of Deal who won the Victoria Cross for repeatedly wading ashore under fire to rescue wounded men from the beaches, has been kept more conscientiously alive. The deaths of over 11,000 Australian and New Zealand soldiers at Gallipoli are venerated as a sacred part of their nation's histories.
A clip of Jeremy Paxman reading the introduction to Great Britain's Great War, with the rest of the text being read by Roy McMillan. Jeremy Paxman told me why he decided to write the book.
Well, what had interested me for quite a long time is not so much the stories of the battles, I'm not a military historian, but the story of what this extraordinary conflict did to our country. I think that it changed more or less everything. I think if you were a Victorian time traveller and had come back in 1914, you would understand exactly how the country worked. But if you came back 10 years later, in 1924, after the war, you wouldn't have a clue.